Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? So you decided you were going to go into business. Maybe it was something that you planned. Maybe it was something that you got educated for. Maybe the opportunity just saw itself, and you grabbed the opportunity, and you said, I want to be in business for myself. I want to show people exactly what I can do. So you chose a product or you chose a service. You decided how the business was going to operate. You decided who your clients or customers were going to be. And the business has evolved over the years. What you started out thinking and what you started out doing may not be what you're doing today because you were paying attention. But to do business, there's something that we need. There are many things that we need, but one of the things that are crucial once we decide that we are going into business, what we're going to do, who the customer is, how we're going to finance it, that's employees, people to actually carry out the work. Because many people started out as a one-person show. They did everything. But as you grow and as you get more and more people, more and more customers, more and more business, you need people to service that business. So it brings us to the conversation of the most important thing that you can do in business, and that's hire the right people. So let me ask you, have you taken time to really study what you need, the personality that you need, the skill sets that you need, how to hire people, how to decide exactly who's going to be the best fit? Most CEOs, presidents, and business owners haven't. They just wing it. So here are four questions to ask yourself when hiring employees. This will help you. One, the person that you are interviewing, what's their attitude? Are they really there just for the money? Or are they there because they realize that work is important and they need to be in a position that's going to give them satisfaction? Are they the right fit? Do they have the right attitude? Do they think in the right way? Number two, are they a fit? Are they going to fit into your culture? You know, there's nothing worse than thinking you've hired the absolute right person and they get into your business and that one person starts creating conflict inside your business with your other coworkers, with your other employees. Three, do they have the skill set? Do they really have the skills that you need? If they are going to be in sales, they can't just be a salesperson, they have to be a closer. If they're going to be in customer service, they have to be a people person. If they're going to be in a certain type of manufacturing, they have to really understand what that means. What's the equipment they're going to work with? Are they skilled on it? And so on and so on and so on. And let's keep in mind why you hire people. Yes, you hire people to get the job done. Yes, you hire people because you want to change the world and you want to create employment. But always keep in mind the premise that you are in business to make a profit. If you don't make a profit, you can't be there. The motivation, as I've often said, can be many things. Hiring people, showing people you can do a better job, being your own boss, so many thousand different things for the motivation. But the goal of a business is to make a profit. And this person that you're interviewing, are they going to help the company? Do they have the attitude? Do they have the right fit? Do they have the skills to help the company make a profit? Number four is extremely important because that's why you are in business. Every single person, from the person who answers the telephone, from the person who cleans the office, to the person in the shipping department, the manufacturing department, the accounting department, the sales department, all the way down the line, they are all there to move you forward and move the company forward so that they have fit into their little piece of the business or their big piece of the business, and everything is driven to make a profit. And anyone who's not going to do that and doesn't fit in, they don't belong in your company, because they're just going to interrupt it, because it is your company. You own it. But the people that work for you are also dependent on the company making a profit, being able to meet the payroll, being able to pay benefits, being able to give raises when necessary. So it's not just about you. It's not about making a profit just for you. You're also making a profit so that you can help the people that work for you have a better life. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.